it's Homegrown Week this week, and we're kicking off with a live session today with Steve Johnson. I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A. KMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. But we've got Steve Johnson with us here, formerly of the band Sight Like December. Steve, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Let's start off with the tune.
Okay.
Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't you hold your head high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down and die. You know I wants to buy me a pistol. I wants to 40 rounds of ball. I shook Crow Jane just to see her fall. She got to lay down. That's the reason that I beg Crow Jane not to hold her head too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down. You know I dug a grave with a silver spade. Ain't no one gonna take my Crow Jane place. No, you can't take her place. And you know that I laid her down the golden chain. Every link I would call out that Crow Jane name. Crow Jane. You know I never miss my water until my well went dry. I never miss Crow Jane till the day that she died. Till the day she died. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, don't you hold your head high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die.
Steve Johnson in our studio, live from Studio A here on 103.3. Is that an old Skip James
tune? That was Skip James, yeah.
Crow Jane Blues. Fantastic. Nice playing, too. And this is a great little guitar. I asked you about it just before we went on the air. This is a... Almost a parlor-sized guitar, I'd say.
My friend Jake Larson from Duluth made this. He's a sound engineer and recording engineer. He works here.
It's beautiful. I'm actually quite excited that it's made in Duluth. That's the thing I'm trying to get over. Right. There's a locally made guitar. It's beautiful.
I think it's one of two that he made.
Okay. Well, maybe he should make more. That's a great sound, too. It sounds just like almost like it's a nylon string, but it's steel strings you've got on that guitar. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, so. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. So, Steve, you were in a band for a while called Sight Like December, and you guys haven't been playing for a while.
Not for a while.
It's been maybe four or five years.
Children and school.
Yeah. Life kind of took over.
Yep.
So, but the stuff you were doing with Sight Like December, and for people who remember, this was back in the 20-aughts, I guess.
Yeah, the 20-aughts.
was kind of folk-influenced, but it had some other kind of emo and rock influences in it as well. But it was a great
true.
Mix. So.
Yeah.
But these days, now, what you just did was a great classic blues. Have you always had ties to some classic early stuff?
Absolutely. That's primarily what I started out on and what I still play and love.
Cool. And what you said, I want to talk about starting out. What was it like growing up as a kid? Did you have music around the house? Were you playing music at a young age?
My dad used to play like Doc Watson records at me when I was pretty young.
Well, that can't hurt.
No, that's the reason I play guitar. It's the reason I wanted to, yeah.
Cool. Well, and you're finger picking. Of course, Doc's a flat picker, but so do you do some flat picking as well? Or?
I you know what? I don't, because I don't, I can't keep track of anything. Something like a pick, I would lose it all the time, and so I couldn't rely on one.
Yeah, I can never get my fingers on the fretboard to move quickly enough for me to keep up as a flat picker. So it's definitely a skill, but the finger picking style is great. So
I appreciate it.
Well, so we described you talking about this coming into this gig, and you're playing tonight at Sir Ben's at 9:30 as a singer-songwriter, but of course you're now also doing some classic numbers as well. Are you writing music of your own?
Yeah, I also write music of my own. And it doesn't really have any blues influences, except I guess sometimes it does. It's eclectic. Mm-hmm. I guess there's no particular genre that.
Yeah, but that's how new genres started. It's like people who say, "Well, yeah, I grew up listening, singing gospel, but then I also heard blues and I heard rock, so suddenly soul music exists."
Yeah,
I don't know what to call this stuff. But then 10 years later, of course that was soul. So who knows? This will be the new Steve Johnson genre.
Right. Yeah.
So. Well, cool. Did you grow up in the Duluth Spear
yep.
area?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here in Spear.
Okay, great. I would I'd love to hear another song. We'll keep talking in a few minutes, but let's hear another one.
All right.
Steve Johnson here live from Studio A.
The future arrives in every breath. In silent, subtle increments, it's an escalator to oblivion. Yeah, that's where the past was sent, and yeah, that's why the present wept. Well, someday we all breathe to death. Life is the glory of this insignificance. And life arrives in every breath, and someday is struggling to get in, then forced by machines and medicine. Life will take your breath away. The orange red smear, the horizon sprays, and beauty hears breathless pain. And you are the meaning of all you can appreciate. This endless space, this endless time, waiting room, it's a checkout line. It's the stadium where probability and every chance it must come to compete. To be or not to be was answered by a cosmic lottery. And you'll arrive in late July with your mother's nose and your father's eyes, with a ribbon and a prize. Value beyond scope and size, from the cold black endless sweep of time. You cast the dice, you came alive. This endless space, this endless time, it's a waiting room, it's a checkout line. It's the stadium where probability and every chance it must come to compete. To be or not to be is answered by cosmic lottery. And the future arrives in every breath. The only choice you have is where to step. I guess the road's ahead are infinite. So rush ahead or take your time. Roll the boulder as you climb. If anything, keep this in mind. It's you. You are meaning. Yeah, you. You are. Breath in silent, subtle increments, it's an escalator to oblivion.
Steve Johnson, live from City Way here on 103.3 KMD. Escalator to Oblivion, is that the name of the song?
Meaning of life. But yeah.
Well, I realize sometimes tunes have the actual name, the name they always call.
No, I think that fits too.
One you wrote.
Yeah, one I wrote, yeah.
Cool. I wanted to ask about writing music, because as we were saying before, the music that you wrote with Sight Like December, and maybe what you've been doing now, has it changed since you doing solo things? And if it has, is that because more of just the
instrumentation? Mostly just tempos.
Okay.
And instrumentation.
Yeah.
But lyric writing and stuff is all pretty much, I've it's all deeply personal and cathartic and not particularly written for anyone's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just what I do. I do it because I do it, and some people seem to like it, so I keep doing it.
Yeah, well, it's great. Are you performing regularly, or is it sort of...
Not really regularly. I've been really busy. I mean, I think the last I played was New Year's.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, it'll be great to have you out again tonight, then. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it always feels good, dude.
Yeah.
Get out there.
I had heard and knowing of some of your repertoire and had played just about half an hour ago a song by Lou Orsoni, who was a guitarist and singer-songwriter in Superior.
Yep, he was a Superior native.
Yeah.
So I grew up with his son, Leo.
Okay, so you knew him then,
yep,
growing up. And he passed away now about 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you do some of his music. You have performed some of his music.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one particular song I like, so it's always sort of stuck in the repertoire.
Which song?
The Lake Superior Waltz.
Oh, yes, which is a great song. I almost chose that one earlier, but I thought, that's it, because it really seems almost appropriate for Homegrown Week, but that's great to know. So were you over there a lot? I mean, was it that you heard him play?
I heard his music through Leo. Leo plays too, and so he sort of introduced me to it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we only have the one recording. I don't know if there are some studio records that he made. We just have the Live with the Quartet album here in the studio at KMD. But do you know?
I'm not sure, but I know that I know that most of his stuff is available still on iTunes.
Okay,
like for download and stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look. Well, that's great. I would love to hear another tune, whether it's one that you've written or one that you have grabbed from somebody else's catalog, like that Skip James number. I want to hear another song here. We've got time for at least two more, so if you'd like to try one of each, that's up to you, too.
All right.
So.
Did you want to hear the Lake Superior Waltz?
Yeah, let's hear that. That'd be wonderful.
I'll see. It's been a while since I've played it, so hopefully I won't.
Well, if you were planning on putting it on your list for tonight, I understand. But if you could pull it out of the hat, that'd be great.
I think I can get through it.
Okay. Steve Johnson here.
Lake Superior Waltz, Lou Orsoni.
Well, I am from Wisconsin, less understood. I've never been traveled, I work in the woods. Well, I run by rivers, I hunt in your pines. My grandpa was a foreman in the iron ore mines. But you are the best thing that I'll ever see. Superior, you look like an ocean to me. Factory of tales, your collection of gales. You keep me awake in the night with your wails. You're so damn cold. Joe Beck was a sailor, his whole life was spent sailing your boats and paying his rent. Yeah, you bruised him and you beat him. He loved you well. You were kind to him sometimes, but you put him through hell. But you are the best thing that I'll ever see. Superior, you look like an ocean to me. Factory of tales, your collection gales. You keep me awake in the night with your wails. You're so damn cold. Now the French and the English sail over the sea to claim you and to tame you, to build company. And the Iroquois fought for you with lands for the bones. Your waters turn red, I can still hear their moans. But you are the best thing that I'll ever see. Superior, you look like an ocean to me. Your factory of tales, your collection of gales. You keep keep me awake in the night with your wails. You're so damn cold. Now Great Lake Superior, child you are. Your mama was a glacier, your daddy a star. You've been poisoned, mistreated, mountain you're raw. Your forest clear cut by that steel cross saw. But you are the best thing that I'll ever see. Superior, you look like an ocean to me. Your factory, your tales, your collection of gales. You keep me awake the night with your wails. You're so damn cold.
Song by Lou Orsoni called Lake Superior Waltz, here performed by Steve Johnson. Steve, thanks for playing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was cool.
There were some rough moments, but I got through it.
No, it's a different interpretation a bit. Your voice lends a different quality than the Lou Orsoni recording that we have. It's great to hear that. Guitar, has it always been your entry, your point of entry into music?
Yes.
Or do you play other instruments as well?
Absolutely. Now I fiddle with piano and anything that has strings on it laying around, and I've tried playing a clarinet once, and I couldn't play more than three notes on it, so I was like,
Yeah. Was that back like in junior high when all the kids were trying to play different instruments?
No, it was recently. Recently being 5 years ago.
Sure. Yeah. I've never been able to play woodwinds myself. I've tried as well, but it's just never been quite something I was able to grab onto. I'm a brass player and a string player too. So.
Nice.
Well, that's it's great to hear that. I'm amazed that Homegrown is such a huge celebration.
It's awesome.
I was away from Duluth for a few years, and when I came back in the middle 2000s, after having grown up here, I was amazed at the change in the music scene. It was entirely different than it was in the 90s and before that. So it's really a cool thing. And I'm sorry you're not with your band anymore, but playing solo seems to suit you well. Are you...
I enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's... The logistics are much simpler.
I imagine.
There were six of us since like December, and I still occasionally jumping to my childhood friends John Lamar and Andy Bergstrom, who played drums and bass in Sight Like December, still will play if I do a solo thing. They'll come and accompany me.
Oh, that's great. Oh, good. So you guys are all still
speaking
to each other. This isn't like John and Paul not speaking for months and years and years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. It does make things simpler, though. As you say, it was hard enough getting here today with the winds outside.
I was almost knocked over by the wind coming in.
Hold your guitar
trying
case
to
up.
Find the humanities building outside. Oh. I stood in front of Weber for 10 minutes, not knowing the humanities was inside.
Like right there. Yeah. Just yeah. Yeah.
I wandered around aimlessly, being blown around by the wind.
Hey, you could have put on some rollerblades and blown yourself over here from Superior with a sail in your hands. Well, we've got time for another song. I'd love to hear maybe if you've got an original ready to go. That'd be great.
Good.
What are we going to hear?
It's called If I Were a Cowboy. If I were a cowboy, I'd jingle when I walked, and I'd squint through fierce blue eyes that nobody'd see inside.
It wouldn't matter if they did. A man like me wouldn't have a goddamn thing to hide. And I wouldn't care what you thought of me. No, I'd let my pistols and my silence speak. I'd face the world with my bare hands. I'd take those reins and I'd never give them back. Never give them back. Never give them back. Looking for myself in the mirror, my eyes and lips, they don't say it's dangerous to be defined like this, to be defined like this, to be defined like this. I drink as deep as I could go and clear like a mist at the shame. Go down smooth, yeah, go down real smooth, yeah, go down real smooth. If I could see clearly for more than a couple days, I'd never forget my father's face. And I'd hear his voice from when I was young saying, you could be anyone, my son. Anyone, my son. For myself in the mirror, my eyes and lips, they don't say it's dangerous to be defined like this, to be defined like this, to be defined like this. If I were a cowboy, I'd jingle when I walked, and I'd squint through fierce blue eyes that nobody'd see inside. It wouldn't matter if they did. A man like me wouldn't have a goddamn thing to hide.
Steve Johnson, live from Studio A here on 103.3. Steve, thanks so much for being here today. This is great.
Thanks for inviting me.
This is live from Studio A, Camby's Homegrown Week, made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today's live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, you can go to kmd.org and click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.